Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Trundle Bed Tales Roving Report. I am coming to you live to I'm from an undisclosed community near Walnut Grove, and I'm going to basically report on what's going on so far. I am sitting on the window seat of my hotel room right now. I kind of hope that I'd be over in Walnut Grove already, because I played around with the idea of going waiting in Plum Creek first, but I just was must have been real relaxed last night because I slept an hour later than I normally do. In fact, most days an hour and a half later than I normally do, so that kind of put paid on that. But I'm all ready to go now, except for grabbing a quick breakfast and making a trip or two down between the car and the hotel room, so hopefully I will still be out of here close to 8:30 anyway, and the festivities are going to start at 9 o'clock. That is when the museum will open. There will be three signing areas for the cast. One will be in itself. One will be the city park, which is about a block south of the museum, and the other one will be in itself, on a location of the Walnut Grove Tribune building, which I am sad to tell you they have torn down. I know the building was in bad shape, but it really kind of hurts my heart that they did it. But anyway, the tent is set up where that building used to be, which is kind of fitting because where the museum got started, Walnut Grove was the Nora Institution. That's where they went, to the Walnut Grove Tribune. Moment of silence. Like you feel bad about it. So that's what's going to be going on today. They are also going to have a program at this afternoon in the park. There is going to be program right before the pageant. So things seem to be going really well. The place is for spending the night. We're all pretty filled up around here. I talked to a mother and daughter last night who drove into Wisconsin. They're here tonight. They have to stay at a bed and breakfast and are quite a ways away on the other side tomorrow night because they didn't get booked fast enough. So I think they were very happy numbers-wise. There weren't too many people. I was kind of surprised. There weren't too many people last night in the museum when I stopped. It was right before closing. But I figured lots of people would have that same idea I did, to go ahead and buy your stuff before there were killer lines. But I guess not so much. So maybe that's just me. Anyway, I've got my photos ready for signing, and my little television show corner is going to get a lot bigger after this. I'll tell you about the drive up. I took a really long way because I have been using T-912, and I have been trying to figure out how to get to McGregor. And if I went to McGregor, it was supposed to just add hour to my trip. It actually ended up adding more than that, which goes to show you can't always trust MapQuest. But I figured, well, if it's an hour out, I should just go ahead, bite the bullet. I'm still heading north, even though I'm heading east, but I want to go west. And I'll just sleep by McGregor and get the bus, which I did. I guess when I get the video finished for today, or for yesterday. And then I stopped very briefly in Baroque and ended up just stopping. I had lunch there out behind the hotel takeout, and then stopped quickly in the gift shop for a couple things I needed to do, and then I headed on over here. I drove through a gentle rain, which of course hit when I needed to fill up gas. Not fun, but other than that, things go pretty well. and a couple people, because they were in a different area coming through, and it had really stormed badly. We are supposed to have blue skies, except for this afternoon. There is supposed to be a line of thunderstorms coming through about 3 o'clock, but luckily those are all supposed to be cleared out of here well before pageant time. If you're in the Little House on the Prairie Reunion Facebook group, they have been, Paul has been adding photos and videos, so be sure to check those out. And otherwise, I guess that's sort of the highlights about what I can tell you. So hopefully tomorrow's report I'll be able to tell you a lot more. Thank you for listening to Trundle Bed Tales, and be sure to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.